USA Radio News.
Today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke out against a federal judge who ordered the Obama-era DACA program to be put back into place, saying it was improper and vowed to keep up enforcing his efforts against illegal immigration. The search continues for 20-year-old college student Molly Tibbetts. The reward in the case is now up to $260,000, and Molly's dad says the longer this goes on, the more he holds out hope that she's alive.
The longer we go without finding Molly, the longer we go without finding Molly's body, the more hopeful we are that she's alive somewhere and going through something that she can survive.
Your final numbers on Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 40 points to close the day at 25,503. This is USA Radio News.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allen Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57 and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy of my life. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
A new study ranks the best and worst places in the country for health care. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
WalletHub says it looked at 40 measures of healthcare quality, including cost, accessibility, and outcome. They say the overall goal was to determine where Americans get the best service at the best prices. The top finishers, state by state, Vermont, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire. So, essentially, they have the best health care overall, while at the bottom of the list come Alaska, Mississippi, and Louisiana. If you're not in one of those states and you want to find out where yours falls on the list, visit WalletHub.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
And finally, a possible shark sighting in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, sent many folks into a tizzy, yelling, shark, shark. Meanwhile, other eyewitnesses said by the time they turned around to look at all the commotion, whatever was in the water was gone. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Deputies raided a compound in rural New Mexico and have arrested two men and taken 11 children into protective custody for their own health and safety. That's according to the sheriff out there. Ryan Moreau is a national security analyst with Clarion Project. He believes there's a lot more to this story than what you're being told.
Right, so this is really an amazing story. So I have Muslim sources inside of a community that knew about what was going on, where a child had gone missing. The father was accused of abducting the child, and the accused kidnapper is the son of a radical imam in Brooklyn. We don't know that the imam was involved, but that's how I learned about it. And then it turns out, where did he flee to, believed to be with that child that he kidnapped, meaning his son that he abducted, ends up being near the New Mexico-Colorado border and this very remote area with lots of guns with his friend. And now we know that there were 11 kids there, three women. And when I talked to law enforcement sources close to the investigation, they said this is basically a 10-acre compound terrorist training camp with Islamic extremist ties. They said it definitively to me, and they indicated that they believe that this is part of some broader radical Islamic movement. They wouldn't say what group or movement they think is part of, but they made it pretty clear to me, not just a couple of guys hiding out.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.